Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting, her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. With me in studio today is author, musician, and composer Jill Mattson. Jill seeks to further the use of sound in healing, and her work is especially important in these evolutionary times. Jill is committed to teaching techniques that enhance spiritual, mental, and physical growth through vibratory energy, and has just released a set of recordings of music and tones to strengthen your immune system against the coronavirus. Welcome, Jill, to the show. It's so good to have you with me today.
Well, thank you, Kara, and everybody listening. I'm always excited about a chance to share how sound changes your life. I think most of us tend to think of sound as entertainment, and in truth, you ingest sound and utilize it as energy as much as food. So we've been very unconscious about how powerful sound is, and it's really exciting to be around when we're waking up to realize this free, accurate, powerful source of energy that we're never going to run out of.
Exactly.
So thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. We do say that we say sound of sound mind and sound body. We say we make sound decisions. And I think you're saying it, you know, you're right on point when you say that we're not conscious as to the fact that we're ingesting sounds all the time. Not only are we producing sound, but we're ingesting sound. We are taking in sound through the media, even through the sound bites of the books that we choose to read, the literature that we choose to look at our iPhone. Is sound itself, and also the power of language, is it really stressing us and weakening our immune systems?
It depends on what you're listening to. In general, sound patterns that mock nature. Mm-hmm. And nature has harmonics and doesn't necessarily use our musical scale, but it has very repeatable patterns, such as the Fibonacci, or it has different sound patterns that are made from little blocks of energy, and by counting their cycles per second, you'll find that they match the Fibonacci tones or the solfeggio mm-hmm. tones. And whenever you get anything that matches rhythms, intervals, harmonies, and harmonics of nature, you will find that you rest and your body goes into homeostasis to enable it to heal, and you elevate your consciousness. So it can be a wonderful tool or a weapon to kill. Depends on how you use sound.
Yes, yes, so true. Joe, when was a turning point for you? Were you already studying music as a child? And what was that turning point in your life where you realized that you're going to go from maybe doing music to really diving into the wisdom and the ancient texts of the mystery schools, how sound has an effect on our body, the whole sound healing aspect to music? What was that like for you?
Well, I was a musician when I was knee high to a grasshopper, and it always turned me on, and it was always a crutch. I used it for almost everything, for every situation I went through. I was dependent on it, in fact. And I went through a midlife crisis in which I was writing the Bible as an autobiography. Mm-hmm. And I had difficulties in the Old Testament in sections where God was not very nice. Mm-hmm. And it was very upsetting to me because I was very sincere about my Christianity and my belief in higher power and God in the Christian tradition. But I just simply got tired in this autobiography of covering up for God's bad news.
Yeah.
And he was not always nice in the Old Testament. I had an epiphany. I had a shift. The shift was I decided God is love for me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of ways to define love. Love can be, I love what I like, you know, so I'm using someone to get something I like for me. Or love can be very unconditional. And I decided that God was the highest version of love possible. And I set out on a quest to find, no matter what religion, and in essence, I dropped my dogma. I dropped a Christian dogma. I didn't drop Christ or my belief, but I dropped the corporation of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I started searching for anything that could stretch my imagination to hold more love. And I started searching for another Bible in the with the Babylonian tradition, and I shortly got into the Kabbalah. That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then shortly after, I was into the Sumerian mysteries, the stuff about the Zoroastrian. And since I've been a musician, and it's such a force in my life, I'm reading that music is used to stop a battle. Literally a war. Music is used to tune your pancreas. Mm-hmm. Music is used to improve your relationships or to build a virtue or to heal someone who's got mental health problems. And it's constantly coming at me in the antiquity that music is an energy source. And at first, it appeared that these ancient people were superstitious. I'll give you an example. Okay, the Egyptians said that if you sleep with a ostrich egg, it'll help cure a cracked skull. Now, first time I read it was tee-hee, what were they smoking?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, later on I realized that shapes make sounds below our hearing range. They're energy. And due to a shape, let's say an egg, energy is going to have certain interference patterns, and notice that eggs are all pretty much the same egg shape.
Mm-hmm.
And they create a certain sound, very similar to the sound that your skull does.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, indeed, through soft, let's say, quantum mechanics, quantum bits of energy, the sound pattern of a healthy skull shape is heard below your hearing range, but you pick it up by being near an ostrich egg. I didn't recognize some of these ancient traditions because our science isn't always advanced enough to measure quantum physics.
Yes.
And over the last 20 years, I've seen a tremendous amount of these ancient protocols become either a theory or proven in science. And what I'm understanding is that the ancient people, the idea of magic, shaman, whatever, you know, they were basically creating subtle energies and amassing quantities enough to heal your physical body. So you needed to know what you were doing and stick at it for a while for it to work. Likewise, if you never control your thoughts and your mind, if you don't empty out your mind and meditate for a while, you're never going to know the power in meditation. In fact, same thing with music.
Yeah, I think it's very important for us also to realize that so many masters are asking us to go into silence, which is true, which is the importance of meditating and quieting our thoughts so that we can listen to our true voice. But we also need to understand the power of sound and harmony and vibration, the inner and the outer, right? Jill, these are in very amazing and troubling times for some people. There's a lot of fear and panic in this moment. We are in the midst of a global pandemic. For many other people, they feel like that there is a global shift happening in consciousness, and that it's a very important time for us to really tune in to the sound healers that we are, the light beings that we are. We truly do need to do things for the greater good. With that goal in mind, you have collaborated with Sherry Edwards on a project to help us find more harmony. And you talk about, you know, working against a virus. I guess I would talk about working somehow harmonically with this situation. I was very fascinated that there are scientists now that have captured the coronavirus actually in musical form, which as a musician, and I know you're also a composer and a musician, we know then that it can be resolved. This can be resolved, right? Can you tell us more about your frequencies for defense, what you've created and released? And as far as I know, it's a gift to humanity. It's there for people to tune in and listen to.
Yes. At coronavirus.org, Jill's Wings of Light, and even on YouTube with my name, for free, I'm giving out the collaborative effort between Sherry Edwards, who founded Bioacoustics, basically the science of your body, and myself with my healing music. And we've done it for free for twofold. One is that many know how to work, and this is a time when they just need it. And second, we don't want anybody to misread our motives. And I would really like people to understand how powerful sound is if you know what you're doing. So with those two goals in mind, Sherry and I have worked on countering viruses in the past. Think that you could look at a virus and see it like move, breathe like a jellyfish if you're looking at the cell. You can measure the amount of movement in time, and you can come up with its frequency. Let's say it's 10 cycles per second. So you could listen to 1 over 10. 10 times 1 over 10 cancels out. And in many ways, that's how, like, the Rife machines and other sound healing works. It goes in and it cancels out something like a frequency equivalent of a cancer or a pathogen. In this case, the coronavirus was a little packet, and the canceling frequency for one strain triggered the gene of the next strain. Very ingenious. So it was very difficult to take the traditional route. So this was Sherry's idea. She spent her life doing hundreds of thousands of voice prints, looking at every frequency in the body. Everything in your body when healthy has a certain frequency. And she teaches people how to look at that and see what's out of tune and tune it. By looking at the frequencies of people with coronavirus, she was able to see how the virus attacks your immune system specifically. Think that maybe you're a city and you got a big wall around you. And let's say this virus is a little bit like a computerized virus, and it always strikes the same blocks. And if you knew exactly what blocks it was going to take out to get in the city and then contaminate the rest of your body, that would be a very powerful thing. And that's in essence what she's done. She has observed in the bodies of the voices of people with coronavirus exactly how and where the coronavirus attacks your immune system. We all know people with compromised immune systems are the most at risk. So she has given me, in this collaboration, the frequencies of glutathione, quercetin, vitamin C, and about 9 different compounds. And they're in very deep, low binaural beats in the bottom. It does work if you don't have headphones, but it's better with. Mm-hmm. And it's actually producing the frequencies to support your immune system. And it would work for anything you have that needs immune support, but especially it's targeted for the coronavirus. In the music that I created, I put in the frequencies of crystals and flowers. And yes, indeed, you can capture them. I've captured them in their resonant home frequency. And in the case of crystals, I even have microscopic recordings of them. And think of the flower essences, which are substances that give us the feeling of a flower. Yeah. Daisy being cheerful, rose, beautiful. And there's, in the backdrop of this sound to support your immune system, given by Sherry, is very, very delightful, calming music in a variety of keys that suits the general population. Some people like this one and that one, often due to the key signature. And then there's this calming, nurturing music with frequencies of flowers and crystals. Just a real nice light, music that produces white light if you look at your aura before and after listening to it. So it's a place to go and let the fear go, calm down, and build a defense or that wall around you. And that's in essence, Sherry, in my gift.
Oh, so beautiful. I would love to play a track called Impatience. It's now going to be up to Om Times if they would like to do that before the break or after the break. But I would love our listeners to listen to one of the tracks off of this collection. We're going to go before. So here's Impatience. It's Sherry Edwards and Jill Mattson. And after that, we'll go right into a break, and then we'll be back with Jill Mattson.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of the stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstad, and with me in studio today is the award-winning author, musician, and composer, Jill Mattson. And right before the break, we were listening into a track called Impatience from the Frequencies for Defense, a new release, a collection of many beautiful tracks and frequencies that are there to support us during these times. Jill, you were talking about plant frequencies, and I know you also... There's a connection between vibratory energy of the celestial beings and musical notes. So how can we sense that? Do you feel this? Are you a channel when you go into composing and writing? Do you feel certain entities or spirits or angels talking to you or inspiring you?
Yes, I do. Sometimes when I compose, I just listen to it and write it down. I'm like a secretary. Almost, I always feel it's like cosmic plagiarism. I don't know who to credit. Sometimes I think I'm writing music. And then afterwards I'll look, and there's all kinds of mathematical patterns that are really good for you. And I was not conscious of writing any mathematical patterns. I was conscious of picking out a melody I liked. So I know I was guided. And when I go to perform the instruments, because I write the music and play the instruments as well, I often feel something coming in the back. It's very subtle. So I get all kinds of help. And do celestial beings have their own frequencies? Everything has their own resonant frequency. In this world, the periodic chart of elements and chart of everything. It's a musical scale, and you can be very precise down to the hundredth of a cent of music on what every sound correlates to in matter. And it also works on higher realms too. In the ancients, used to make it simple by talking about the rays in an oversimplification, but a way to understand the ancient classification of higher beings is to think of them in terms of rays, perhaps color rays. So if you take the cycles per second of colored light and take it down an octave, same note, higher or lower, and resonance, i.e. energy flows between those octaves. So you can correlate directly colors and musical notes. So I have a CD, Contacting Angels and Masters, and I correlate illnesses, health issues, personality problems, needs, desires to colors. And then I channel these beings and their energies, and I create music in their ray to make a very powerful diet of each color ray and very highly evolved beings. When you channel them and record them, that energy records. So you can feel how you feel different with the different rays, that's channeled energies, and their correlating frequency equivalents. And you'll feel very different in the different color baths, which gives credence to color healing. And let me say that Sherry Edwards, my partner in crime here for Frequencies for Defense, she came upon a very interesting discovery. And that was that your different brain hemispheres process frequencies differently. The left is very analytical, understands language, math. The right doesn't understand language, math. It's global. It's like big picture thinking. Mm-hmm. And when you're in different hemispheres, she was able to demonstrate that your brains treat frequencies different, whether in your right or left hemisphere. When science has gone in to study color healing, which is the same as music healing, just different octaves, the brain hemisphere is not stabilized. I believe that when people start to stabilize the brain hemisphere and then start to study music healing and color healing, they're going to get some great results. But we haven't done that yet.
No, I was just fascinated if when we sing, if you're, you know, we say a tone is at one, I would think, and this is just a hypothesis, when you're singing the sacred vowels, which are centered right above your heart, that your two brain halves would be united. That's just my spontaneous reflection.
Well, I do know that one of the powers within vowel sounds is that they're pure harmonics. Mm-hmm. And harmonics is like an after ripple of sound. Like people who aren't musicians think harmonious and harmonics are the same. They're not. Yeah. Harmonics is like that after ripple of sound. It's a mathematical pattern. And when you look at the frequencies, again, back to Sherry Edwards, when you look at the frequencies of, let's say, body processes, digestion, metabolism, and so much more, they're chemical formulas. When you add the cycle per second of the chemical items into the formula, it's so cool. The math works. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, not only does the math work, but it follows the mathematical pattern of harmonics. I mean, how simple, how beautiful. A chain like your heart, it's a tone, boom. And then as it ripples in nature, it has a harmonic, like a system of partial tones or smaller tones, like a harmonic scaffolding.
Yeah.
And that harmonic chain will kind of like be the sonic scaffolding for that particular organ. I have another CD, Body Healing, in which I have created music in the key signature, like not 448, maybe, you know, I don't know, 427.6, I'm making that number up, but something that I have 13 selections for your lungs, your heart, your pancreas, your liver, your brain, and I go through the body organs and I create the music in the root note of a healthy organ, and then I got software to create harmonics, which you don't get in digital music, but I was able to create them in root notes so that I was able to put a harmonic chain in each one of these selections.
Right.
And then I found through my research that the ancient Chinese, like Yellow Emperor time, were teaching people, and they passed down the traditions to use sound to tune your organs. And so I have the music of the organs, give a little instruction on how the Chinese did it, and then you just bathe in the healthy tones of an organ, and you ingest sound. And another concept that people need to understand is dosage. Part of the reason why in the frequencies for defense, I have 71 minutes music I'm giving away. I want people to get a nice, healthy dosage. Think that you're an empty bucket, and let's say you're trying, you need to have a healthy frequency for your liver. Mm-hmm. And science already knows what that is. So, but when you listen to it, when you get it in quantum energy or small amounts of subtle energy, that means tiny amounts at a time. So when you listen, you need to listen often. Think that a Hindu guru will say to his devotee, here is your mantra, now say it 5,000 times. That's a lot of time.
It's a beautiful repetition, right?
Yeah, so we're talking quantity. And
yeah,
so it's I don't know, I think music is the best way to get your quantity. It's easy to listen to. You can put it on in the background, get your listens, get your repeats, and then you start to see a major difference in physicality. And let me give you a story. I have another music that it has the muscles in your face and neck, collagen and vitamins, in beautiful music. The idea is deep way of beauty. It's beautiful music. And my first idea was that the ancient people thought that beauty is a virtue, not a vain quality. And it is a feeling. And when somebody's beautiful, they don't have to look good. It's a feeling and we perceive it. So in the backdrop of beautiful music, I created tones, hoping for euthanine effect. And I've had people send me photos. And yes, indeed, if you listen a lot meaning 24/7 for a week. In fact, one lady listened 24/7 for a week. She put it on low volume, didn't even notice it. And she was going to her high school reunion, so she wanted to look really good. And she wrote me back that at the end of her listening, yes, she looked younger, but she had had failed knee surgery like 6 months earlier and had not walked since the knee surgery. And she walked to her high school reunion, and I found that very curious, and I looked at the numbers for the frequencies of the muscles in your entire body, and they're octaves of the frequencies of the muscles in your face and neck. Mm. Energy travels through octaves. So I tuned the whole body, and she listened a long time. Mm-hmm. And voila, the change.
Voila, she was walking to her high school reunion, which is wonderful. Joe, what do you think? You know, you're working a lot with instruments and music, but what do you think the role is of our voice to create balance and harmony inside our body? It is our first instrument. We all carry that sound healing tool within our body. What is the role that the voice plays in balancing?
The voice is, I think, the most powerful tool you have, period. You can, with Sherry Edwards' work, you can look at, let's say, the frequencies of your voice, and it's holographic, and see the frequencies of anything in your body. Mm-hmm. But you can work it, and then she'll give you a sound to change a personality habit or a physical habit. But you can change it the other way, too. You can go in and decide who it is you want to be. Let's say you're timid, and you're talking, you're timid. People bully you. And then you learn to have a strong voice. You don't have to say anything confrontational. And in a very soft way, you're able to build boundaries with your voice. Mm-hmm. And the ancient masters would liken your voice to all energy that is, an octave, which of course, would translate up and down high and low pitches through octaves. So they would compare it to the elements or the chakras or emotions or different feelings. They would then convey that energy in their voice and quickly alter other people. For example, let's say you're really mad. You're screaming and yelling at me. Well, I'm going to start to use some water in my voice. And when I talk with this slow, lapping, calming voice, it almost doesn't matter what the content of my words are, because it makes you relax. And in this manner, they would alter not only their own energy, but they would control relationships and help people. And they also believe the body being more conscious and separate from ourselves, not the same entity. We inhabit a body. And they would allow the body to come up with a proper pitch or rhythm in speaking. And the body is intelligent. How to put this? When I look at the frequencies in my body, it sounds kind of silly, but I'm always low in the musical note D. I find my friends are mostly high in the musical note D. I find the foods I like tend to be high in the musical note D. And if you play the same song for me in a bunch of key signatures, I'm always going to like D, because my body releases endorphins when I hear that musical note. Why? Because that makes me healthy. That makes me whole. That makes me harmonious. And so my body realizes what I need and signals to the rest of my body what I need, releases endorphins when I get to what I need. My body is able to register the frequencies I need. So if I quit trying to control my voice and I just let it automatically change and I don't control at all, you'll see the pitch dropped. Probably because my body needs this pitch. And if I focus on you, my dear Kara, I'm just going to think of you, and my pitch changes once again. I'm not thinking anything. I'm not doing anything other than I'm feeling how you feel in this moment. And I'm not controlling my voice. And in that manner, when a master like Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad spoke, their high consciousness could be a part of their miracles, but their voice was a critical part too. It's like
the voice is a bridge. Yeah.
Yes, let's go take a break. And let's take a short break. I think it's a very beautiful topic to think of, the holographic quantumness of our beautiful voice. And we're going to be back very soon with Jill Mattson.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
It is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Kara Johnstead. You're back at Voice Rising, and with me in studio is Jill Mattson. We were just talking about the power of voice, transformational power of voice. Jill, Hazrat Inayat Khan, he said the voice is a light, and if the light becomes dim, it has not gone out, it is still there. It is the same with the voice. It does not shine. If it does not shine, it means that it needs to be a bit more cultivated. What are some things we can do to cultivate our voice and make it fuller and make it more relaxed and enjoy what you were talking about before the break? You were talking about how our voice carries basically the soul essence or the signature sound within. So what are some of the tips you can give us for doing that?
Okay. I guess one would be present and think about how you feel and feel safe. And feel good you, the best you. And then let go of all control because you're totally safe. And really, if you're unconditional love, I mean, there's no situation that can hurt you. So you feel good, you feel safe, don't control your voice. And watch it change. And when you relax, relax your forehead, relax your gut, relax your belly, you'll find it gets fuller as opposed to thin. And fuller has more harmonics, which are healing. Mm-hmm. Another thing to do is to get the full range of frequencies in your body. When healthy, you have every frequency, no holes. You're all that is. You're all the frequencies. But we have, all of us, lots of holes. And these holes are personality challenges, and they become our health issues as well. There's an ancient method of just kind of like making your voice like a siren. Ooh. And if you listen carefully, I had a few clips. I had a few areas where I'm going, ooh, ooh. I missed a spot. I'm missing that spot because currently I don't have that in my body. My body needs that. So if you do like a very low siren, the lowest you can, and just start to let it rise, you'll find it it will get stuck on the notes you need. And it's a matter of trusting. You need to like just make any comfortable vowel sound and allow your voice to rise when it's ready. You don't control it. If you're stuck on for 15 minutes, wow, what a great healing you get. Mm-hmm. But when your body's had enough, your body will raise in pitch. And that's a very powerful way of receiving the pitches that you like. And then really, for voice, I would say feel who you want to be and create the voice of that. Or perhaps go to people you admire and study their voice. What do you like? I bet you've never really paid attention to how your voice sounds. And do you want to alter it? Do you like it?
Yeah,
because I think when your voice is perfect, you'll love it.
And I think it's something that we're listening to all the time. People don't realize, many people don't like their voice. They don't like to listen to recordings. And yet we are talking a lot and sharing a lot our stories and our feelings and our emotions. And if we don't like the quality of our voice, we're giving that feedback loop into our bodies again. So it's very important that we're at peace and that we love the way we sound. I think it's a very important aspect. Yeah.
You know, Hazrat Inayat Khan also said that you don't need to look at a man nor know anything about him, just from the voice. You can tell whether he's financially successful, is he abundant or not, Do you have financial problems? Do you want to listen to the voice of people who have lots of money? What is it about their voice that's different than yours? Or persons with virtue? Or very often you'll find your spiritual leaders seem to center in their voice in their third eye or their crown chakra. It is more like this, creating spiritual energies, consciousness, and tools for your use. And also to pay attention to your rhythm. Rhythm is a frequency, but it's critical. Whether you talk fast, whether you have a very slow prod, but your body entrains to your rhythm. And your body also entrains to other rhythms. So theoretically, let's say someone's depressed, you could start speaking in their rhythm, which will be slow, and gradually increase the speed of your voice, and they will follow. That's sound. That's science. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you get them talking like this. Voila, out of depression. Or the other way, when somebody's really stressed and they're talking with anger and it's like they're metallic bullets. Start there, match them, and then you be the stronger wave and slowly start to calm down, get fuller, change your rhythm. And you calm them right down. And here, you can work on helping someone who maybe doesn't like you to help, doesn't have the ego for you to help, doesn't think you can help. You know, it's like doing drive-by healings. Simply opening your mouth is a blessing.
I haven't heard that one yet. Drive-by healings. That's a beautiful one. Very beautiful. Jill, I want to play one more track from your beautiful offerings. And you actually created a frequency for the rock rose, which is an evergreen shrub and a flower used to make medicine. I know it from the Bach flower remedies. And mm-hmm. I know also that people use it to treat panic, stress, extreme fright or fear and anxiety. And it can also help promote calmness and relaxation. So would you like to say something about rock rose frequency and why you chose this frequency as part of the compilation for the frequencies for defense?
There's 12 flowers and 12 crystals embedded within the songs of frequency for defense. Mm-hmm. The 12 flowers are the soul flowers that my guidance, my internal guidance was that these are the flowers that will help the earth or mankind or humanity evolve to the next higher level. Therefore, I chose the 12 soul flowers in the Bach flower remedy collection. Listening to the song is akin to taking the remedy. Mm-hmm. So I really like it. Sometimes it makes me cry, which means I've been frightened before and I need to release. And that's good. But at any rate, I think it's one of the 12 essential emotions that humanity needs at this time. In ancient Greek, in those times, with Pythagoras, they created virtue in children by listening to music that emulates virtues. And all virtues, they're feelings. Courage is a feeling. Harmony is a feeling. And so this is one of the 12 building blocks, soul flowers. It's also good for your immune system.
Beautiful. Let's listen in to Rock Rose by Jill Mattson and Sherry Edwards.
back at Voice Rising. You are listening to Rock Rose, the Rock Rose frequency off of the collection that Jill Mattson and Sherry Edwards have just released called Frequencies for Defense in this time of our global pandemic. Of course, these frequencies are good for any time, right? They're good to strengthen our immune system and to support us on our healing journeys. Jill, we know, and we've obviously learned today even more how important music is, how important harmony is, how music and our voices and our thoughts, our belief systems can shift harm to harmony. And we know that we're at this critical point. Do you think if we all said, 1, 2, 3, I'm going to become more conscious about what I'm ingesting into my body as far as sound is concerned, and I'm also going to request that the media changes from a fear-based media to putting out more words of kindness and positive messaging, do you think quantum healing is a possibility, that it's not going to take so long as we think if we tap into the power of sound?
Absolutely, but let me tell you a little secret about sound. I want you to think of an octave, same note, C, one higher or lower. Roughly, you double the cycles per second, so low C, 10, high C, 20. And think that, you know, there's 10 cycles per second difference. Think of each cycle per second is like a unit of power. Now, let's say you have a light worker or somebody who's worked on their consciousness, is healthy, generally thinks good, has good emotions, meditates, you know, does all kinds of spiritual practice. Let's say that their resonant frequency is 500. And let's say they go up an octave. Like, everybody goes up an octave. The person at 10 cycles per second goes up an octave. The person at 500 goes up an octave. The thing with the light workers, or the people really seriously on the path of improving who they are, when they go up an octave, they're not going up 10 units of power. They're not 500. And there's a lot of people on that path. And do I think we could have a quantum healing? Yes. Because the contribution of who we are, and we sing our life with our actions, thoughts, and deeds. And if we continue to work on that, we don't go up a little. For a little improvement, we go up a lot, and we can make a difference in this world. And the key is, who are you, and what's your song?
Who are you, and what is your song? Jill, how can people get to know a little bit more about your work? Where can they buy your books and your albums and take part in your trainings?
I have a sound healing school online at jillswingsoflight.com. And I'm working on a new site, jillmattson.com. It's coming. And the coronavirus is found on Jill's Wings of Light, and also the Coronavirus Defense. .org. At the Coronavirus Defense, you can download the entire album, which is clicking the download album button. And there's two places on that site to download. Sometimes when it gets heavy traffic, it falls because it's gotten a lot of traffic.
It has hiccups. So, yeah.
Yes. So there's three locations: my YouTube, which is just Jill Mattson, and those Wings of Light with all kinds of stuff.
Beautiful.
And Coronavirus Defense.
Beautiful. Jill, thank you so much for being with me here today at Voice Rising. Continue to do all your amazing work as a sound healer, as a composer, as an author, sharing with us the gift of music and sound healing. I thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.